Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today.
The What to Read Next podcast helps you build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lauren and Mean interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then this show's for you.
Hi, Lisa. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
So happy to have you here. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
So my name is Lisa Rowe. I live in New Jersey, in just outside New York City. And I just wrote my first published novel, which is super exciting. The novel takes place in New Jersey. So I've been here a long time and I have a lot to say about the state of New Jersey. But I was originally in advertising in New York City for about 14 years, and then I quit that job to take a much tougher position, I think, as a stay-at-home mom, which I did for a long time, and with everything that went along with it, all the volunteering, all the activities, all the running around, and actually that's when I started writing, mostly to tell my kids stories. I used to make up stories and to entertain my kids, and then when they got a little bit older, I started thinking it's time to turn to me and write some stories about, you know, things that I am interested in. So right now I write what I call mom-com, which is a term I think I made up, but I'm not sure. And I, you know, don't quote me on that. But mom-com to me is stories about women who are mothers that are humorous, but also heartfelt and very honest. And when I say honest, I mean that motherhood is tough, you know, and we question ourselves a lot. We make a lot of mistakes. We wish we could do things over again. And in all the joy of motherhood, there are those little things where, you know, it's tough. So that's what I want to bring out when I write, when I say I write mom-com. I want to bring out like the honesty of what it's really, you know, emotionally, what it's like to be a mom, questioning yourself, making mistakes, having joys, having, you know, heartache, but also, you know, extended stories. So my book is all my books are about mothers, but there's also other elements to it. They have romance, they have adventures, they have fights, they have best friends. And so it's encapsulated all into one story that I call mom-com.
I love this term, and I feel like I can see a few titles, which is, it encompasses like the whole, you know, mom and the expectations of like, you know, managing kids, but also the community aspect of it. And then the other aspects of your life, you know, that is, your life is not just one thing. It's like all these different things are come together and they make it, you know, they make an impact and they can give you a comedy of errors, you know?
Absolutely. Oh, I love that. A comedy of errors. Can I use that?
Yeah.
That's a great phrase for mom-com. Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. So let's chat about Welcome to the Neighborhood. Tell us the elevator pitch.
Okay. So the Welcome to the Neighborhood is about a story about a woman named Ginny Miller, who is from Queens, New York, sort of near your old stomping grounds. She's a struggling artist and a part-time gig worker. She really hasn't ever been able to make ends meet since her husband left. And she's raising an 11-year-old daughter who's called Harry. And one day she gets a second chance at love. And she meets this really sweet guy named Jeff. And they have a whirlwind romance and get married very quickly. And the one thing Jeff asks of her is, will she move into the home he lives in, where he lived with his ex-wife and raised his first family? And the reason for that will become apparent once you read the story. But she doesn't see any red flags with that, because not only is she getting this great guy, but she's now suddenly able to give her daughter the things that she couldn't when they were living in a walk-up in Queens. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's an upscale neighborhood with a huge house and a big backyard and a giant swing set and a street full of kids and a great school system. And what more could she ask for? Mm-hmm. And then she meets the neighbors. So the women on the street have a very specific idea about how the new girl should fit in. Mm-hmm. And Ginny doesn't fit in the way the previous occupant of that house did. And so it becomes sort of this battle royale, as I like to say, of Ginny trying to, you know, get along on the street and have everything work out because she's new in town and, you know, she wants it to work out for her husband and for her daughter, but also maintaining her own individuality and her authenticity that she arrived with. So it's a back and forth between values. You know, she meets a lot of what I call CEO PTA moms, mm-hmm. and wannabe Real Housewives. Mm-hmm. And there's, they clash. So the question becomes, is she going to fit in? Is she not going to fit in? How is it going to work out? You know, and that's, you know, that's the tale.
And that sounds like great book to read. You know, give me some housewife clashing, give me some drama, give me some tea, give me a little bit of like, you know, like push and pull and some CEO PTA mom who knows it all, you
absolutely.
Know,
yeah,
like a grown-up greeting to George, you know.
Exactly. And I always say that everybody loves a bad behaving mom, like mm-hmm. it just adds to the story. Yes. So these moms have been turned up, you yeah. know, volume has been turned up on these ladies. And, you know, I like to use as a comp, this isn't really a book comp, but I always call it Gilmore Girls meets Real Housewives, mm-hmm. because it's kind of, that's the confrontation of the two warring parties, you know?
Yes. Oh yeah. Because it's like you have the single mother daughter relationship, and then you have moving into this whole world that is like you had an idyllic life, even though you were paycheck to paycheck and all this stuff. You go into this world that is just like, it's full of vipers, you know?
Correct. Exactly.
You know, trying to put you in a mold that you're not supposed to. And you're like fighting it and trying not to fight it. Like, how do you manage the politics that you don't even know what the politics are?
Exactly. Exactly. And these women literally said to her, you have some pretty big shoes to fill, as if mm-hmm. she is going to step right into the role of her new husband's ex-wife and just carry on as she had. And Ginny is just not that kind of person. And, you know, we'll see how far she gets, you know, kind of doing that. And I won't say anymore.
So what was the process of writing? How much fun did you have? How hard was, like, what was the process for you writing this book?
So this book was pretty fun for me to write, but I will share with your listeners that it was also my fourth novel. So I have three novels in a drawer and three attempts at signing with an agent, mm-hmm. and probably 300 rejections from those attempts. So, you know, by the time I got to this book, this was the one that just kind of clicked. I mean, some of my other stories I still love and I'll defend them till the day I die, but, you know, they just either weren't that well written when I first started them because I had just started writing, or the hook wasn't, you know, there just wasn't a hook that I think an agent could have, you know, sunk their teeth into and sold to a publisher. So I just kept going. And when I got to Welcome to the Neighborhood, it sort of really felt right. And I had a lot of fun writing it because the characters are so colorful, mm-hmm. and very different. You know, there's some best friend characters who are sort of on Ginny's side of the fence. And, you know, then there's the mean girls, both young girl, you know, the daughters and the moms. Mm-hmm. And so there was a lot to work with. There was a lot of fun to be had in that category. But it took me about a year and a half to write the book, mm-hmm. Which I will never get that length of time again. Mm-hmm. Have to be. I just will share that I just handed my second book in last night.
Congratulations. Oh my gosh.
Thank you. So that one was written a lot quicker than the 18 months. But also a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to this one too. So yeah, but I work almost every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm I guess retired. You know, my kids are grown, so they've been in and out of the house with, you know, COVID and all that sort of stuff, but they're basically all out now. And so I just, wherever I am and wherever my laptop is, that's where I'm working.
I love this. And so what are you currently reading?
Oh, so I'm reading Must Love Books by Shauna Robinson.
Yep.
Have you read it?
No, it's on my list. So tell me all about it. So
it's really cute. I haven't gotten that far in it yet because I cannot read a lot while I'm really in the intensive throes of getting a book together. So it's been a little while. So I basically just started it, but it's about a young woman who works in publishing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very unsatisfying job in publishing. And it's a really cool sort of look on the other side for us as writers and readers of publishing. And so I'm kind of really fascinated to see how it works out. I mean, you know, my younger sister used to work in publishing many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel this sort of connection to the main character because I remember some of the stories my sister would tell me. Mm-hmm. And so I'm looking forward to it. It's really good so far.
I love this. Yeah, there's some resurgence in a lot of books about publishing that are coming out. Like it's a theme about publishing or book editors, book agents, or there's quite a few editors in the book, you know?
I think people want to take a look behind the curtain, you know?
Yeah.
Because when you're reading for pure reading, it's a whole object in front of you. It's not all the pieces that went into it. So it is a really cool look behind. And as a debut author, there's so much I don't know. And I wonder, what are they doing over there at my publishing house right now? Are they working on my book? You know, so it's cool to take a look behind the curtain.
Yes, it's really cool. And so do you have any books you recommend our listeners to pick up?
I do. So I kind of wanted to stick with a category because there's a sort of favorite theme that I have in reading, and it's the quirky square peg in the round hole type character.
Mm-hmm.
Really, I really love those. And I love somebody who just doesn't, you know, really fit in. And I think part of it is because that's the kind of characters I write, mm-hmm. you know, for Welcome to the Neighborhood, Ginny doesn't fit in to where she is. You know, into the street. So anyway, the first book I wanted to recommend, which I think is a classic at this point, is The Bookish Life of Nina Hill by Abby Waxman. And I love it because it's another peek into, you know, it's a story about Nina, who is a bookseller. And mm-hmm. she's an introvert, and she's a very meticulous, organized person, which I kind of love because that's sort of my goal in life, is to be that kind of person. And I love Abby Waxman. I mean, love her. She actually blurbed my book. And it's on her cover is on the, her blurb is on the front cover of my book. And I just adore her writing. So that is one. And then I want to say that she has a new book coming out, and I believe it's in May, and it's called Adult Assembly Required.
Mm-hmm.
And Nina makes an appearance back in the book. So literally the day she revealed the cover, I pre-ordered it because it just looks so fun.
Mm-hmm.
So that's two books actually that I recommend, because that Adult Assembly Required will be out in no time. And then another book I recommend is The Cactus by Sarah Haywood.
Mm-hmm.
And that, did you like it?
I did. I liked it a lot.
Yeah. It's another character. She's very prickly, hence the name of the book. And I just love her. She's sort of like, she's sort of curmudgeonly prickly, you know, she just sort of, and it's a story about how, you know, I don't want to say too much, but it's a story about how she does or does not remain, you know, a cactus during her transition through the book. So I really enjoyed that. And then the third book, in keeping with the theme that I wanted to recommend, is A Man Called Ove by Frederick Bachman, who, you know, people either love that book or they have strong feelings against it. But I love that character. I just really could feel so deeply his sort of pain and sorrow that made him who he was on the outside. You know, the grumpy guy that, you know, everybody hated and who kicked cats and whatever. But it was written in such a way that you could just really, really feel his pain. And again, his transition was fantastic. So that's another book that I recommend.
I love these recommendations. I love the Berkeley character because it's like something to be said about someone who doesn't fit in. It doesn't fit in what you expect society to look like. And we see their journey in these books. Like we see the whole process of them opening up and trying to figure out who they are. Not transition out of it and letting go of that Berkeley-ness, but just embracing it too.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So tell us where you can find you online.
Okay. So you can go to my website at lisarowe.com, mm-hmm. or you can go on Twitter at lisarowewrites or Instagram at lisarowewrites. And I am at all those places and I'm there every day. So please come see me.
I love this, Lisa. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. This was a pleasure. Really appreciate it.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. Today's episode's partner is Libre FM. If you're an audiobook listener, then you should add Libre FM as your go-to source for paid audiobooks. Libre FM makes it possible for you to buy audiobooks through your local bookstore. Memberships start at $14.95, and they also have great sales for women's audiobooks each month for $3.99, thanks to the Kiss Club. To sign up for Libre FM, please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/LibreFM. You will receive a free audiobook when you sign up for a monthly subscription. If you purchase a subscription through our link, you will be supporting the podcast at no cost to you. The What to Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Please visit frolic.media/podcast to discover new shows to tune in. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/sponsorships. To learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.